Describe the feeling of being sequestered in that moment when you got the knock on the door today.
By no means am I consider myself the Pope, but it had that feel to it. Being locked up, you know, this secrecy, it was different. And then Mr. Baker comes and knocks on the door. Actually, a couple friends of ours who came with us from home, I didn't tell you this, Dad, they came and knocked on the door. My wife, she's blow drying her hair, and she said, "Is that them?" And I said, "I don't know." She goes, "Well, check and see." And I open the door. Same thing Lon Wolf told me last year, that he had someone come in, you know, "You want your bed turned down?" He's like, "Hell no, I don't want my bed turned down." it was different. It was, it's exciting. I don't know what else to tell you, but and certainly I'm honored. I have a tremendous amount of respect for this game. And wouldn't trade any of my career, the good or the bad. It's the way it played out. And there's some things that, of course, I wish would have went our way. But I know I did everything I possibly could do. I played as hard as I possibly could play. And that's when people would ask me, "Are you nervous? Are you fearful?" I said, "No, I'm not. I have, the utmost respect for the people who played before me as well as presently." But I know I did all I could do, and that's all I can control. And so if it comes, it comes, and I'll be extremely honored. But I was already honored to have had an opportunity to play in the National Football League, because as a kid, all I ever dreamed of was to play pro football, to be Roger Staubach or to be Archie Manning. That's what I dreamed of. I hated Terry Bradshaw, which I told you that. He's okay now. But that's all I dreamed of, and that's it. I didn't dream of all the other stuff, and so it's been way more than I ever could imagine, and so I'm extremely thankful.